Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with my dear friend, Miss Ellie Zeiler.
Hi guys.
I'm so excited to chit chat with you today.
I'm really excited.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
How are you? How's your day going?
It's good.
She's had a rough day.
No. I've just had some friend drama in the morning, and like, it's what day? It's Wednesday. So we're picking up, but I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I love your content. I told you, I met you at the YSL beauty event.
Such a cool like meeting spot, yeah, by the way.
It does sound way cooler. I mean, it was cool, but it sounds like really special. And I was just fangirling over Ellie the whole time because I love her and her mom. And you guys are two peas in the pod. So let's just get into a little game for people to get to know you a little more.
Okay.
At the beginning.
I love games.
We're going to talk about your fast 10 favorites.
Oh, fun.
So I'm going to, you know, prompt a question and then you can just say it quickly.
Okay.
So the first question is favorite color.
Okay. My favorite color, my OG favorite color is purple, but my favorite color is red right now.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
I literally thought you were going to say purple. And I don't know
really?
Why. I'm like, do you post a lot?
No, I post a lot of red, but I maybe I give the... purple aura.
I, for some reason, I thought you were going
to
say it. So
thank you. That means
I love
a lot
that.
To me.
My favorite color is red.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Red looks really good on you, too, like a red lip.
Thank you. Red nails look great on you.
Thank you.
I know.
Okay, favorite snack.
My favorite snack is chips.
What kind of chips?
Jalapeno chips.
Oh, okay. Favorite.
That's so honest.
Well, I would hope you wouldn't lie about your favorite chip flavor, Ellie. Okay, favorite habit in your routine?
Recently, working out helps me get rid of anxiety, which I know sounds so annoying, but it's true.
What type of workout?
Just like going on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. Like my own DIY gym workout.
We should go on a hot girl walk sometime.
I'd love to. Okay. Walking and talking is the best thing because you like get gossip, but you also like feel like you did something at the end. It's great.
It is the best. Like our moms were on to something. Because I used to be like, why is my mom always going on a walk? Like you're so weird.
What's crazy is like when my mom asked me to go for a walk, I'm like... Like, really? Another walk?
Another
if a friend would ask me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite store to shop?
Okay. To be honest, right now, I actually really love J. Crew. It's where my jacket is from, and I think they're really making a comeback.
I agree. It's very underrated. Well, I think the new creative director, her name's Olympia.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
She's fabulous.
She's killing it.
She's very chic. Yeah, she's very
killing
chic.
It.
I don't know if it's creative director or it's she's
something.
She's a new hire. And I follow her on Instagram. You should follow her. She's really cool.
Okay, I will.
Anyway, favorite item in your closet?
My favorite item in my closet is probably my Skims black long sleeve top that I wear literally every day.
So good. It's which fabric is it?
It's the, what are the two? There's
Fits
the
Everybody?
Fits, I think it's the Fits Everybody. I don't know. I have all of them. But
is it
like,
more cottony or more like athletic-y?
Athletic. It's
okay, I think
athletic.
That's the Fits Everybody.
Yeah, I love it. I think it just like shapes you very well and it's very smooth.
What bra are you wearing underneath that?
Oh my gosh. Well, I struggle with bras.
Same.
It's a recent big struggle of mine because... I don't like my mom actually gets very mad at me for like choosing too small of bras because I can't admit to myself that I'm like a growing person. And I get like Target bras or like Amazon bras. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But like,
well,
I think I need to get better into it.
I hate when you can see the strap. Like, that's on the back too.
I hate it too. I don't know what to do about it. Have you ever tried the Skims bra before?
So I recently just ordered two of them and I really, really like them, but I'm like, is this the one I should be getting? I don't know. Maybe I should order a bunch and taste test them.
I know. I was thinking of doing that. And then I'm like, is that too nice? Like I like my Amazon bra. I don't know.
I know. I don't know. Anyway.
I love Skims though.
Me too. Kim really knows what she's doing. Favorite movie?
My favorite movie is this movie called Begin Again. And then also I love Lady Bird. And I also love Shawshank Redemption. Those are my three favorite
movies. What
is
Begin Again about?
Begin Again it has Adam Levine in it, Mark Ruffalo, who
Adam
I love.
Adam Levine?
So random. But the main character is Mark Ruffalo. It's basically just about like this guy who's like down on his luck as like a music producer. And he like finds this girl and it's amazing.
Is it
it's based
a romance
in New York,
or rom?
Kind of, but it's also very empowering and it's based in New York City, which are like my favorite movies to watch.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because I love New York and I want to move there and I just think all movies that are based there.
Would you move there?
1,000%.
I could
probably
see you living there.
Next year.
Really?
Maybe the next year after that when I turn 21.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. I don't want you to leave, but like I get it. Okay, favorite book?
Favorite book? The Great Gatsby.
Okay, amazing. Favorite person to follow on the internet?
My mom.
Me too.
Sarah Zeiler. I love her. She keeps it so real. She really keeps it real. Mm-hmm. I also will watch her TikToks because we live 2 hours away. I live in LA and she lives in San Diego. I'll watch her TikToks and see the products that she's using and I get to go back and take all of them and try all of them. And it's really, it's
okay,
the best.
Question. Because I'm close with my mom, too. Mm-hmm. Are you ever like, oh, mom, why'd you post that? Just because, it's different when it's your mom. Like, I live for her videos, but, or are you like, oh, that was cute.
I think it's more interesting when, friends will be like, oh, my gosh, your mom's TikTok came on my For You page. For some reason, I'm, not embarrassed. I really am,
That's amazing.
Very happy for her. I think more so she gets embarrassed, not embarrassed about what I post, but, it's just it's hard because we kind of post different content. She's very based towards women of her age and I'm based towards women, obviously, of mine. And so she'll text me and be like, it's posting hour, like 5 p.m. All the moms are like off of work and like don't have their kids right now and all this stuff. And I'm like, wait, it's wrong demographics. Like, we don't have the same like
that
groups.
Is so funny. She's really into it.
Yeah.
I live for her content. I was just telling Ellie, your mom posted the neck. What is it called? It's like
Omnilux neck.
It's like a neck tool that helps with like, I don't, is it like wrinkles or just like
when
pigmentation?
I tell you, this woman's skin has changed just from that tool in the past like year.
Her skin is amazing.
It looks even better in person.
I gotta meet her.
I hope that like my skin can look like that. Cause like I remember growing up, I was like 13 and 14 going through like hormonal acne stages and like all people would do is compliment my mom's skin, like anywhere, like on airplanes. She gets like,
whoa.
She gets like the people that the flight attendants coming up to her and being like, please write down your skincare routine. And I was like, oh, I just
well, you've
hope
got the jeans, baby.
I hope
you've got the jeans. Okay, favorite quote.
My favorite quote is kind of basic, but I think about it 24/7, which is that everything happens for a reason. It's just like, when something happens and you think about that, it feels like it takes off the pressure and that I can look back from like a year ago and like think of myself in a crisis and realize that like that did happen for a reason 1 year later. So.
I love it. And last question is favorite form of self-care.
My favorite form of self-care is turning off my phone and watching Sex and the City. Do you watch? Have you
love
ever seen
sex,
it?
Love Sex and the City. Who? What character are you?
Oh, great question. Okay. Right now, I'm really Carrie. She's going through her whole like big in Aiden, and then she cheated, and then she got back with Aiden, and then like it's like a whole thing. I also think I'm very Charlotte in a lot of ways.
I could see that.
I'm like not Samantha at all. I feel like everyone's like a little mix of everyone, though.
Uh-huh.
Who are you?
It's funny. I feel like my personality is Samantha.
Yeah.
I think I resonate with her being pretty like carefree and outgoing. Open. And yeah. But I also have a lot of Charlotte and Carrie tendencies. Even sometimes Miranda as far as like her work.
Yes.
Her working side. But I don't really know, like, I guess my out of my friends, they'd be like, oh, you're the Samantha.
Yeah.
But I definitely, as I get older, I'm turning a little bit more into, like, Charlotte.
We're all,
And Carrie.
We're mixing all of them.
Yeah. I guess I'm not really much of, like, I'm thinking about the little things she does. Like, I'm definitely not a smoker. I'm not a, like, writer,
everyone
romantic
hates on
type.
Carrie, though. But
everyone
why?
Does hate on Carrie.
Why?
I think it's just because she's so, like, wanting what is not good for her, maybe type of thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or like,
I'm so Carrie. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of reasons, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah. Well, I love them all. That's
I know.
My favorite form of self-care.
They're a great cast. Have you watched The New and Just Like That?
Yeah, it's the worst show ever. Like, why mess with something
See,
that was
I
so
think
good?
Miranda is insufferable and Just Like That.
You have no idea. Like, I can't watch it. It's
yeah.
So-
Yeah.
So
the
much.
First episode, I was like, whoa, this could be good. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, it was not.
Like, with Big Gaunt, like, really?
I know.
Like, you're going to take him out like that?
So sad. Yeah.
Like, and rip on Peloton like that, too.
I
like,
know.
That's like, really?
That was crazy.
Who let anyone do that?
That
I don't
was crazy.
Understand. No, I don't
know.
Understand.
Anyway, okay, let's get into the fun stuff. I want to know, you were homeschooled, right?
I switched schools a lot growing up. I went to three different high schools,
Why?
Three middle schools. Some reasons were for moving. Like when I was in seventh grade, I moved from California to North Carolina, and then like 9 months later, moved right back and went
Wait,
to a different
why
school.
Did you move?
My family, my parents really wanted my brothers and I to not, I think, grow up in California anymore. And California, where did you grow up?
Indiana.
Yeah. Oh, I love Indiana. I think we talked. I really want my brother to go to IU. It's
IU.
Like a whole thing. Yeah. Like, I really see that for him. Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from, Bloomington, where IU is.
Really?
And my mom's a professor there.
No way. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, go Hoosiers.
Go Hoosiers.
Yeah, exactly. And the color red. So yep. You get it, of course. But yeah, growing up in California is really hard and it's very competitive. And so my family really wanted my brothers and I to have a different experience. So we moved to North Carolina. And it just wasn't for us. We moved right back 9 months later. But I switched schools because of that. I switched schools because of bullying. I switched schools because I would like get into a better school and then go. But I was homeschooled for the last year and a half of high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which was great. I got to focus on my career, and we were in COVID and quarantine during that time. So I think everyone was kind of on online school. Mm-hmm. But I really disliked high school. I think it's like the most overrated thing ever. And so I was just so happy to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
What type of kid were you growing up? Like, what were you into?
I was, oh, that's such a good question. Also, because I still feel like I'm a kid. So I'm like, who am I? I think that, let's see. It was very interesting. I think that I would describe myself as like the kid in school that I was always invited to sit with every crowd. Like, I was invited to sit with like the popular people at the school lunch tables. I was invited to like sit with the film people, the sports people, like all the different groups. But I would rather be alone and like focus on myself and like do homework at lunchtime.
Whoa.
Yeah. I like didn't, just because I did like switch schools so often that like I never really had this like long-term connection with any of my friends at school. But I grew up playing varsity golf and varsity basketball. Mm-hmm. So I was athletic. I also was my school's film director for like our news program.
Whoa. So
I was
in. So you were very involved.
Like, no, but like I was. Like, I didn't want to be involved, but apparently it was. But like, I just think that like that is growing up in California. You are taught that if you don't have like a 4.5 and you aren't doing everything, then like you're just simply not going to get into a good college, which is, I feel like, the only goal right now in high school. And I think it's like getting higher mm-hmm. and higher like that. But yeah, apparently I was a go-getter. So
are you in college right now?
Okay. This is so interesting, and this is very good news. So I finished high school, and at first I told myself I wanted to go to college. I like went to a community college and I tried going to classes, and I just really wasn't into it. I felt like my job and my career were the things like I was really passionate about and what I wanted to focus on. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because 2 years later, I just like a couple weeks ago got into UCLA.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
Thank you. So I'm going to school in January.
No way.
Yeah, I'm going back to school.
And are you going to live on campus?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just like going to, it's not even something that like I want to ditch everything in my life and like start a new like college kid life. I think that I had gotten to, or I've gotten to a place where I'm still, like, I'm, like, at a good place with all the different things in my life, and I want to add something more. And I also feel like learning for me, whether that be, like, anything, it doesn't even have to do with something that, like, I'm working towards mm-hmm. for, like, a major, my life, is really fulfilling to me. So,
what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in marketing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I get to take classes like social media marketing, business of entertainment is one of my classes, just like getting to focus on things that I'm doing.
And are you taking the classes in person or are they all online? Oh my gosh, Ellie, I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
You're going to, I feel like, thrive.
Thank you.
It'll be a good experience too, getting outside of like your normal LA influencer bubble. Totally. Like that'll be really nice.
Totally.
And a challenge, I'm sure. UCLA is hard.
I know.
Yeah. That is crazy. I'm so pumped for you. What are you most looking forward to about that?
I think I am looking forward to seeing new people mm-hmm. just in general, like point blank. Like that's obviously a million other things. But just because everything that I do is outside of my or is inside my apartment. And so I always say like I could not leave my apartment for a week and no one would have any idea because all my content is filmed in there. All of my like meetings are in, like everything is just on my phone. And so I'm excited to just see new people mm-hmm. and like realize that there's a whole world out there.
Was UCLA one of your dream schools?
Fun fact, it actually wasn't. Growing up, I always thought it was way too hard to get into for me, which I think it's much like obviously easier as a transfer, which is nice. My dream school growing up was to go to NYU. I wanted to go to film school. So.
Wait, so you said you just wanted to move to New York. Would you take
transfer?
Online classes?
1,
or would you transfer?
Percent.
You would transfer.
For sure, for sure.
Oh, and then go to NYU.
Exactly.
Okay, so is that the game
or
plan?
Columbia, yeah.
Whoa. Okay, this is awesome. I'm so excited for
you. Thank you.
Are you nervous at all?
No, I'm still like in that stage of like, wow, I can't believe I got in, that like I'm still so excited. I'm sure the nerves will kick in when I'm like having to go to class and things like that. But right now I'm just excited.
When did you find out that you got in?
I found out like 2 weeks ago.
Did you film one of those videos?
I wish I did. No, I didn't. I didn't even tell anyone that I was applying. I didn't tell my family, anyone.
What?
Yeah, I didn't like tell my parents that I was applying because I figured if I didn't get in, like it'd be no harm, no foul. And I like did a group FaceTime call and I was like,
you're like, I'm going to UCLA. Were they shocked?
Yeah, they were so shocked, especially because my brothers are also going to college next year. And so my parents are really feeling like empty nesters, but mm-hmm. I think they're happy.
Wait, how many brothers do you have?
I have two younger brothers that are twins, Ben and Will.
Okay.
And they're 18.
Do you want one of them to go to IU or both of them?
No, I want one, Will, to go to IU. My other brother, Ben, is playing D1 golf at the Air Force Academy.
Oh my gosh.
No.
That will be a crazy experience.
No, good. I'm so scared for him.
Good
I'm
for
so
him.
Scared.
That is also a really hard school to get into.
It's really hard to get into, but like he got in and was so like happy to get in for golf that he instantly said yes. Since then, he's had to find out that one of like the tests for the first 6 weeks you go is like they spray pepper spray in your eyes and you have to like go through like whole circuit. You have to like wake up at 4 a.m., run 3 miles every day. It's like,
no,
like poor Ben.
That's crazy.
Really? Yeah, I know. And for the first 6 weeks of school, he doesn't have a phone, so he can't text anyone and any of us.
Oh my gosh. What a different life he's living from you.
I No.
Wow. Good for him. And next. Then the other brother, are you close with both of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Is he playing a sport?
Will is also a very good golfer, but he's also extremely smart. So he's just going to go to school for mm-hmm. his brain.
Okay. Good amazing. Well, I'm super excited. You're really close with your family, yeah?
Like really, really, really close. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you feel like are some life lessons you've learned from them that you like live by every day?
I think a few things. Number one is that they keep me extremely accountable, more so than anyone in my life, especially with what I do. It's not like I play a sport where someone who's not part of my family, like a coach, can say, like, you're doing these things wrong in your life, you need to fix them. A lot of what I do comes with a lot of validation from other people and like comments and things like that. And my family is the only ones that will tell me to like get yeah. my shit together yeah. and tell me that like I need to have like a switch up or I should not be talking to this boy anymore. And like really they keep it mm-hmm. straight with me. And they also, I don't know, they're the best. I love them. I don't know.
Do they hold you accountable when it comes to like posting or your content stuff? How so?
In multiple ways. I think that they constantly remind me, not that I don't know this myself, but they vocalize it a lot that my job and the opportunity that was given to me to have TikTok and social media be my job is a really rare and special occurrence that happened and just like a really special gift that was given to me. Mm-hmm. And my parents are always the first people to say that like success, you can have like a spark of luck and like instantly after the spark, it's backed up with a lot of hard work. And so if they ever see me, you know, not posting or taking it for granted, they're the first people to call me out on that, which I really appreciate. To mm-hmm. be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that is, you're so lucky to have such strong minded people around you to help. Because I feel like a lot of creators don't have like a strong family around them.
Yeah.
And encouraging them and stuff. What do you admire the most about your parents?
I want to be them someday, to be honest. But I think that the thing that I admire the most about them is that their work ethic, they mm-hmm. actually, like, they came from just in so many different ways. Like, they didn't have the best parents, and, like, they've learned how to be such great parents. They both came from divorced families, and, mm-hmm. like, both of them have stayed together and are still married to this day.
How'd they meet?
They met in New York.
Okay.
Yeah, they met in New York, and then the next day, my dad was like, I'm going to take you on the best date of your life, and then they did. And
wait,
yeah.
This is amazing.
I know, they're so cute. Their names are Rick and Sarah, and they're just so hardworking, and like they are the first people, again, to tell me that nothing just happens. Like, you have to work hard mm-hmm. for everything in your life, and like that's who my family is. We're like really hard workers. And so they're just there to remind me about that.
Why do you think they make such a good match?
I think that they make such a good match in for multiple reasons. They always tell me that when they first met, they made a promise to each other that like they were always going to try and stay together for the sake of like my brothers and I. And I think that like, first of all, they're just a really good duo in general for everything that, like, my mom lacks, my dad has, and for everything vice versa. Mm-hmm. And they're both very fiery. They've created, like, a very tight-knit family, and they call you out on their shit. So, I don't know. They work together somehow.
Are you staying so close because you guys are constantly talking in, like, a group chat, or is it because you're going home often? Like, how do you guys stay so close?
I think for a couple of reasons. First, it goes back to, I think, my family and I moving a lot when I was little. It was constantly, like, it was never, like, a thing that we had to do. We never had to move. But I think we all wanted to for different reasons. But that forced us to constantly stay together and constantly, for me, I think, realize that the only people that are ever going to be there for me was my family. And, mm-hmm. like, friends, to be honest, like, come and go. Boys come and go, all of it. And they've been the only people that have stayed with me all 19 years. But yeah, I mean, we text in a group chat. It's hard because now that my brothers are older, they're like fully doing other things where I'll go back to be with them in San Diego and like stay with all of them. And they're constantly telling me they miss me. And then I go back and like they all have their own lives
yeah.
and are doing things. So I'm like, oh, guys, like I'm here. I'm home. And they're like, they really don't care. But we just all stick together. And I think like I've realized with growing up that it takes a lot more effort to stay close with, especially your siblings, once mm-hmm. you get older. Like, mm-hmm. there have been times where my brothers and I don't talk for, like, a whole week, which obviously would never happen if we lived together. And it's honestly, like, a friendship where you have to take time out of your day
for to sure.
really, like, work on calling them and asking them about things and realizing that you guys are siblings, you guys are blood, and mm-hmm. so... takes work.
What would you say is your favorite part of living alone?
So many things.
Because you're so young, I feel like, to be living alone.
I know. I am so young. I do think, like, the next step for me is living with a roommate. I want to mm-hmm. get all the life experiences. But I think my favorite thing about living alone is that, number one, for my job, I get a little embarrassed of, like, talking to the camera and on TikTok when other people are there. And so,
I do agree with that. It's easier to
it's do nice
your
to
job.
Know no one's uh-huh. listening uh-huh. at all. Like, no one.
Even if the door's shut and they're in their room, like, you're still aware they can hear you.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So that is great in the privacy. Also, just getting to, like, have my own schedule and, like, I can tell my mom I'm going to work out when really I'm just, like, taking a nap. And which doesn't happen often, I swear, yeah. but it's true. Like, I love things like that. Mm-hmm. Just getting to watch my own TV, buy my own groceries. I'm a very independent mm-hmm. person, so I like it.
Well, you're only 19, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you feel?
I feel like I'm 35. Like, I feel really old.
Really? Yeah. Okay, because if you told me you were, like, 25, I'd be like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just Thank because you. Your maturity level, even just what you wear and, like, the way you present yourself. And I mean that in a good way. Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's so mind-boggling to me how much you've accomplished. And not only that, but just the way you present yourself at 19.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Do you feel like you relate to other 19-year-olds, like, a lot? Or are most of your friends older?
Well, I'm kind of struggling with that right now, where I think that, like, I do come off much older for my age, and I do, like, have the maturity levels and, like, the things with my career and everything like that, but I do have, like, a whole other side to myself and, like, other side to my life that I think is very 19.
Yeah,
like, going through, like, boy breakups and, like, having friendship breakups and things like that.
Totally.
And so, like, I think, like, that part I can really relate on. And just, like, same with, like, the insecurities of growing up. Like, even though I feel like my maturity levels are older, I still have the same insecurities that I think a lot of 19-year-olds and, like, young people have. And I think that even for me is sometimes even more than other people, because I've done so many things at such a young age mm-hmm. that I'm scared of, like, what, oh my gosh, what am I going to do for the next 10 years? And
yeah.
in 10 years, I'm only going to be 30. And so, yeah, I think I can relate in a few ways and, like, other ways not, but...
Yeah. You have accomplished so much in your career already. Do you have a lot more things that you want to accomplish still?
Yes, I do.
What would those be?
The first thing, I think, is continuing to build my, like, outside ventures. And so I do real estate investing and I own rental properties, and so continue doing that.
How did you get into that?
So when I first started making money, my parents instantly, they're the best, Rick and Sarah, they instantly were like, you are not, like, wasting all of this. This is, like, again, an opportunity. We're going to take all of this for you and, like, help you. And so my dad is into real estate and he helped me, like, navigate through all of it.
Is he into real estate or does he do real estate for work?
He does many things for work, okay. but one of which he's, like, very good at real estate now.
Copy.
He had, like, a whole career before, but it's his main focus now. And so, yeah, he, like, helped me. And so I have investment properties. Mm-hmm. And so doing that, I think also continuing with my podcast is going to be something that I'm excited for. And then also I want to make, obviously, a business of my own at some point. I just started a new business called Muse with my business partner named Mia, which is basically like a Gen Z lifestyle company. Kind of, I always like to, like, have a, it's, like, very similar to Goop or Poosh, but for Gen Z.
Love.
Yeah. So it's just, like, this full lifestyle blog that talks about everything that, like, teenage and 20-year-olds go through. And so I'm excited to keep growing with that. But mm-hmm. I'm trying to make new things every day. I'm stressed out even talking about it.
Do you have a desire to come out with any type of like fashion brand or beauty brand? Because I feel like you're so immersed in those worlds.
I think at some point right now, I feel like, why would I start something on my own when I feel like other people are doing it very well? Mm-hmm. Like, I love this jacket. Why would I, like, go and necessarily change anything about it? But, like, that's what I always need to keep perspective on, is that people in our industry go through so many changes. Take, like, Victoria Beckham, for example. Mm-hmm. Or, like, she went through a whole career and then started a makeup line and then started mm-hmm. an insanely successful clothing company. Mm-hmm. And so just knowing in the back of my head, maybe I can do that, but not right now.
Mm-hmm. How did you meet your business partner?
So basically her sister is my longest, like, at birth friend. Her name's Marlena. They actually were the people to encourage me to start TikTok, fun fact.
Oh my gosh.
But Mia actually went to IU.
Okay.
Yeah, and studied writing and journalism and all of it. And so she's a really good writer. And so she's like the writer behind Muse.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And then how active, or like how often are you working on Muse?
Every day, pretty much.
How many hours out of the day?
Probably like 2 hours in the morning.
Okay.
And like some days it's more, some days it's less. Some
and is
days...
it like posting, linking? Like, what are you doing?
So it's a mix. So basically the whole point of it is, so we write articles and then we link to things like affiliate links. Mm-hmm. And so it's a mix of that. I help Mia write articles and then I'm the back end on like all of our Instagrams and social media. So
how many people do you have using or looking at your blog?
We have, well, it just came out about a month and a half ago, and we have like, I think, almost 10,000 people.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's really great, because I think, like, for people who, for me, who, like, I started social media 3 years ago, I'm always curious to know, like, what necessarily, like, my exact audience is. Mm-hmm. But to keep starting things and realizing that, like, those people are still there and, like, still invested is nice to know.
Why did you feel the desire to start Muse?
I felt the desire to start Muse because I feel like at some point, us as consumers and, like, me as just a TikTok watcher, at some point we're going to get sick of buying so many things from like such a short video and short explanation and have it not work out, that we're going to be frustrated. And so number one, I feel like Muse is like a longer form blog format mm-hmm. where you can really explain why you're using a product. Mm-hmm. Number two is, I feel like I can really open up about things that I can't necessarily open up about on TikTok.
Yeah.
And like, you can't like sit on TikTok and talk for 10 minutes about your life, but like you can write it into an article. Mm-hmm. And I think like just like having a one-stop shop for girls to go to for all different things, I personally was looking for. And so I was like, okay, I'll create it with
Yeah,
Mia.
That's amazing.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
So speaking of TikTok, you have quite the following there, and that's what really kickstarted your career. Mm-hmm. What is your strategy with TikTok? Do you have one?
For TikTok, I think for me, it's about, right now, it's about constantly evolving and showing different sides of myself and like keep doing that while also making the content that like I was always known for. And so I think just like keeping up with the times, but consistency is key. It's very hard, I think, to like grow up and have insecurities and keep like showing yourself on social media. That's why I have a great team that keeps me very accountable for that. But just trying to keep like pushing the boundaries every day is important for me.
What about when it comes to growing? What did you find helped you grow the most?
For me, okay, I remember when TikTok was getting much bigger and everyone was saying like stick to one niche and like just keep there. And I thought to myself, why would I just post about makeup when I can post about like fashion, golf, Judaism, my family, all these different groups? And let's say someone who's really invested in golf is going to see a golf video and then follow me. I also have someone that's really like that really likes makeup that's also going to follow me. And so I created these like different groups that I was interested in and like try to consistently post from each group so that different people can all come together. And like if that means that someone that likes how I do my makeup is also going to be interested in Judaism, then like that's great, and then it can all mix together. But like not stick to one niche. I like to like,
so you think you shouldn't stick to one niche if you want
to
grow?
I think that you should stick to one niche if like that's the one thing that you really really are like interested on and like really want to talk about. But for me, I am a teenage girl that's interested in a million different things constantly, and I'm not just interested in one thing. And so that's why I like to post about just a bunch of it.
You, I feel like, started your TikTok in prime TikTok world, like the dancing, the 2020 era, iconic. I know, right? Isn't it funny how now we're like, oh, like I miss this song because of 2020.
Yeah, I
But in 2020, we were like, get us out of here. Anyway, what advice would you give to someone who's like you who wants to start their TikTok now? Because I feel like it's a way different app than what it was.
So different, yeah.
So what advice would you give them if they want to be like a lifestyle creator like you and they really want to grow a big following? What would what advice would you give that girl right now?
For me, I think, and to be honest, I'm also trying to do it. I think having people invested in you, like when I first started TikTok, talking on TikTok was not a thing. I don't even think it was a feature. You couldn't even start, which makes me feel really old. But I think like really showing yourself and your personality, it's so hard. And like I struggle with it constantly all the time, is like getting scared of posting on social media. And so I think like buckling down on the things that you want to help people with. A lot of the times I think people can like get on without necessarily like some like a main goal that they want to do, and they're just like, okay, I'm just going to start posting, which sometimes works out. But I think when you have a main goal that you want to work on every single day, I think that's important. And just talking on TikTok, like keeping up with the times. Dances just aren't it anymore.
They just aren't really. I miss the dances though.
Yeah, me too.
I miss watching them. I don't miss trying to do them.
Me neither. Yeah. I was so bad. I actually don't miss it at all. I'm so happy with how we, like,
I know how we evolved.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've worked with quite the plethora of brands. Which one has been your favorite you've worked with?
Oh, this is so hard. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh, that's really hard. The first one that is so important to me that I love is working with Jimmy Choo. That's
okay. I had a feeling you were gonna say that.
Coolest thing ever.
I mean, that's bananas, Ellie.
So freaking
crazy.
Cool. For makeup, Lancôme. They've like stuck with me through my whole career, and I love their makeup so much. And then also Levi's jeans. I think that they're a great company, and I think creators are constantly talking about how they wish that companies would listen to their ideas, and like they've been a company that's really, really listened to my ideas for content. So
what is it like working with such luxury brands?
It's just really, really, really cool. And like I think the cool thing about all of it is that when I meet the people behind the brand, they also are very excited to work with like the Jimmy Choo brand girls. Like they're also so excited to be working with Jimmy Choo. And so I think like we all just feel really, really lucky. And I feel really grateful to work with brands that I think like also stick up for what is right. I try to choose brands that are also doing good things in the world and have a good message. And so, yeah, it's fun.
I love it. I feel like you have gone on so many cool brand trips too. Which one has been your fave?
I was just reminiscing on this 2 days ago. Jimmy Choo took my dad and I on a ski brand trip, which was really year ago. Yeah, we went to France. And then also at the beginning of the year, I went to the Tarte Dubai trip.
Which, that's like, crazy.
That was so tea.
I think that's when I found your mom.
Really?
Yeah, yes. From Tarte Dubai.
She was like on a posting.
I was like, Sarah Zeiler, follow.
I love her for that. That was really fun too. But honestly, all of them are really, really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like brand trips are such a fun thing to like watch from a viewer's perspective too, because really? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you're even, right, actually.
Even though I've been on some, I'm still like, what are they doing? Like, what products are in there? Like, what's the schedule? Like, who's on the trip?
I know.
Have you ever witnessed some drama on a brand trip before?
Oh, yeah. There's always drama on the brand trip. Whether like...
Like, what is the drama like on a brand trip you've been on?
There's every type of drama, whether that be like the girls with the, like, the creators with the creators with the brand girls, the creators with their, like, friends or their plus ones that they brought. Mm-hmm. There have been times where, like, creators, like, get drunk and then can't go to the activity the next day. Uh-huh. And everyone's like, oh, they're not at the makeup activity the next day. Like, what happened? Yeah. But overall, it's fun because I usually do bring my mom or my dad. And so they're always there to keep me grounded.
That's so cute that you bring your parents.
Yeah.
I love that.
Fun.
One thing I love about your content is that you're not afraid to like speak up about the more important things that's going on in the world. What has that been like for you, and why do you feel so called to do that?
It's interesting because right now I'm getting a lot of hate, I think, for speaking up for what I want to. And I think it could have been very easy for me to just not post about it. And like the number one hate thing that I'm getting hate right now for is just being Jewish in general.
Which is insane.
It's really, really sad.
So sad.
It's very apparent and it's very sad. And I think like the thing that I always have to remind myself with posting about Judaism and posting about those things is that social media really is supposed to be something where like you can fully be your authentic self and show again every part of your life. And for me, I'm a Jewish American girl that like loves being Jewish and is proud to be Jewish. And so why wouldn't I post about things that like I believe in? And it was never something that like I felt like I had to post about. It's something that like I, again, am just so proud of.
That's amazing.
And like am really educated on the matter, which is interesting because I get a lot of comments these days that are like, you're so uneducated. And it's hard because like I think like that's like one of the biggest topics in my life that I really, really do deeply care about and that I am educated on.
How do you deal with crazy hate like that?
It depends on the day. Sometimes it does really get to me, especially like the really, really mean ones. But
like, are you seeing everything or are you more so like a blocker? I don't want to see it.
No, I wish I was. I see everything.
You see everything?
I see everything. And like, you know, it's nice. Like my mom will go in and like, for example, she'll like block certain comments or like she'll go into my DMs and like delete
things.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice.
That's really helpful.
It's very, very helpful. But that doesn't mean that like I don't see pretty much every comment, which is sad and something that I obviously need to work on, which is hard. But I think I get through it just from the positive ones. Like I could get 10 people telling me like these short little mean comments, but at the end of the day, I'll only really read the like long paragraph of someone that's really trying to be there and support me. It's hard because I think I'm really seeing that as like Jews right now in the world, we're just really outnumbered. And that can be hard on the internet, just like having, you know, 50 people versus 10,000 people that like disagree with you. But it's hard, and I don't know. I'll never stop doing it just for the hate. I never have. Like, even in the beginning when people would make fun of me for how I looked or how I started social media or my dancing skills or stupid things that they would get mad at me for and hate on me for, even though now it's something that's so, like, apparent, like, it's so obviously anti-Semitism and so obviously something that, like, I personally can't control, that doesn't mean like I'll ever stop doing it like I never have before.
What do you wish non-Jewish people understood more about anti-Semitism and helping show support for Jewish people?
That's a really good question. I think that two things. Number one is that it's really hard when people are silent about it because, again, we are so outnumbered and it's something that means so much to us. There's 16 million Jews in the world, and only almost 80 or 90 years ago, 6 million of us were killed in the Holocaust. And so we're just like this very like small, tight-knit group. And so for the people that like don't have necessarily ties to either side, it means so much to us when you speak out about the topic in general, just as if like even if you aren't part of like the different communities in general, like Ukraine and Russia, like you would speak out, or like BLM, like I spoke out about that. And so it's so nice to like expect that same support from other people.
Mm-hmm. And speaking out, do you mean like posting about it on social? Is it more so in person or in your everyday conversations? Like, what do you mean speak out?
I think a lot of people would sit here and be like, I wish that everyone would speak out on social media, which yes, we do need. But for me, it's been more of like it means so much to me when my non-Jewish friends, even when you said it, like say it to me in person or just text me on the side and be like, I understand that like this means a lot to you, because it really does. Like this is my group of people, and like it means so much to me what's going on in the world. It really does. And so to have someone, even if they don't personally want to like go get a ton of hate, which trust me, none of us do. Yeah. Like to have someone just like recognize it is really nice.
Mm-hmm. So more so checking in person and showing support that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I always think about, because lately I've been hanging out with a lot of my hometown friends and just people that aren't influencers or don't have followings.
Yeah.
And they're like, I want to show support, but like that is, I'm never posting stories, yeah, period. Totally. It would be weird, or it's uncomfortable for me to like start all of a sudden posting stories about this topic or any topic.
Yeah.
And I'm more so thinking for them, this is such a good thing to hear because I feel like they want to show support, but social media just isn't their thing.
Totally.
So yeah, that's cool that you appreciate that almost even more.
It is. And like that's the thing is like as a creator, again, I just feel like so many people would sit here and be like, who cares? Go post. But like I understand it. And like I have friends that also post once a year and don't want to like go off on their Instagram stories, and that's totally acceptable. And like just to have you like just to like these girls or your friends just to like have you text your Jewish friends right now or text your friends that are clearly going through something in general, I think is always very nice to like have a check-in with.
What advice would you give to other creators who have a platform? Like what advice would you give to them as far as posting about serious topics like this goes?
Number one is that I think that it's been really hard for me to see so many creators that don't have ties to either side of this specific conflict post, just because they were so bullied by their followers to post about this. And I think like that's something that I think a lot of creators need to know, is that if you are getting so many people telling you like you need to have an opinion on this, but you simply don't know or like don't care or aren't educated on either one, it's so much more harmful to just like come up with an idea of what you want to talk about and do like a short little research program or watch a TikTok and then decide to like share that with a ton of people. And so I think like right now for the creators that don't know what to do, like just simply posting and talking about spreading love and not spreading hate and not spreading death threats to people, and like just focusing on what we do, which is social media right now. Like take away everything that's happening in the world and the horrific things that are happening in the world. Right now on social media, there are so many horrific things that are happening through social media right now too. And so to have us like be the quote unquote experts and content creators, like to go and like choose these political sides, if you aren't interested or like aren't fully educated on the whole topic, I think everyone would just rather, or at least I would just rather you preach love and acceptance and like maybe just like an I see you. But it's been really hard to like see creators that, again, have huge, massive platforms and don't have ties to either side get so bullied to talking about one side. And then their caption will be like hashtag from the river to the sea, which is such like a controversial saying that was literally created by a terrorist organization, and it literally means to wipe out the whole state of Israel. It does not mean acceptance. It does not mean like placing people in different areas. It does not mean freeing anyone. Mm-hmm. It just means basically killing Jews. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that like I really want to not be spread around. We can talk about that if we want to put that in, but yeah, it just is what came to mind. Mm-hmm.
If someone is a creator and they are uneducated on this subject, what resources do you recommend they look into to educate themselves?
Oh my gosh, that's a really good, that's really good.
Thanks, Ellie.
Oh my gosh, great job. You're doing great.
Thanks, Ellie.
It's really hard because right now, like specifically, like TikTok, let's be real, is not a great source to get your information
TikTok
from.
University, that's what
like,
I call it.
Literally, like, yeah. I know. I'll be like, oh, I read an article. Like, no, Ellie, you watched the TikTok on like what you wanted to talk about, like whatever. And then it's really hard right now because I think the news is also really screwing with people's brains.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and like nothing just seems like the straight facts of what happened. I think that's also like something that I feel like I have a responsibility towards, where I do want to make a TikTok about like this specific issue and what actually happened. No bias aside, but I think something that's really helped me is talking to people in person about this issue and not just getting all of my main facts and resources from the internet, because it's just such a place of misinformation where if you talk to someone and like they say, well, I didn't know that this happened, then you can look up on Safari like this, like talk about like this war or something like that. But mostly just not trusting TikTok because it's just not, it's not valid, you know?
What are some of the things you feel like someone who isn't educated on this subject should know about what's going on in Israel?
I think that a few things are that there are a lot of trends going around right now. For example, like from the river to the sea, things that are happening in universities right now that don't have to do with the conflict and just have to do with people not liking Jews. And that is something that I wish people would take away from the conflict. I think that another thing that I wish people knew, just with like how I talk about it, is that like it is okay to feel bad for both sides. I think like a lot of people just choose one side, and it seems like just because you care about one side doesn't mean you care about the other.
100%.
Like, let's be real, kids should not have to be going, kids should not be a crossfire in war for land, like point blank. That should be it. And so people voicing that, I think, is always very important. And I think also just people really educating themselves before they speak out.
So you're a White House correspondent for COVID stuff?
Just for like political issues in general.
Okay, how the heck did you get involved with that? Because that is so mind-boggling and impressive to me.
You know, thank you, first of all. It's really, it's pretty
like,
cool.
Like you literally
to
just said, yeah, I'm a White House correspondent. That is crazy, Ellie.
It's really crazy. Because
like, the TikTok to White House correspondent pipeline is far and few
it's
between.
So crazy. I know.
That's mind-boggling. Like, you went from woeing to White House correspondent.
Oh, it's going to be in my bio tomorrow. I'm changing it.
That's crazy.
I'm changing my bio.
How did you
get
involved?
That's so good, because in 2 weeks I'm going to the White House for their Hanukkah party.
Oh my
so
gosh.
That'll be my caption, from woeing to the White House.
From woeing to the White House.
Yeah.
From whipping a nay-nay
exactly.
to the White House.
It's really cool because I swear, like, how that partnership came about is, like, I literally got an email from the White House, and I totally thought it was junk mail until at the end it was, like, confidentiality, like, like, don't tell anyone about this. And so, yeah, I mean, they, I think, are just looking for creators that are constantly talking about world issues.
Were you already talking about world issues before they reached out?
Yeah, I was talking about Judaism at the time, and I was also talking about, like, the vaccine and things like that. Oh, and then I was talking about, like, mental health and social media, and so, like, they did an article about that.
And are these not to – I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to ask, do you – when you were doing these videos, is this something that you were just, like, putting your camera on and you were just – saying how you felt? Uh-huh. Or was it more so like, I want to talk about this. I want to be educated on it. Let me make a little list.
It was more so when they reach out to me, they are offering to see if I have any questions about the world issue. And if I do have any questions, then I can talk to someone from the White House. So, for example, like with COVID and the vaccine, I and also a ton of my like friends just from my hometown had a ton of questions about getting the vaccine. And so they reached out to me and said, do you have any questions about this? And I said, yes, I actually do. And so I got on a Zoom call with Dr. Fauci and I just asked him these questions and then he gave me the answer. And so it was at the it was my decision if I wanted to post that information or not. Mm-hmm. And if I felt like it was like meaningful to anybody. But it's never like them telling me to say anything. It's never like my opinions about things. It's just like curiosity met mm-hmm. with the legitimacy of you'd hope like the White House is telling you.
Okay, so now what does that mean when you say you're a White House correspondent?
I think that it means that when they have like world issues going on, like I'm on their list to for them to come to me and ask if I have any questions about what's going on.
Okay, and then you have this platform where you could potentially post it if you want
yeah,
to
exactly.
type of thing.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm like, that would be a great thing to put on a dating app, like White House correspondent. Like that would that's
get to
about,
wear blazer
talk about
and
being
go to
impressive,
White
House. Yeah, or like a smarty pants. That'll get you a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy. And have you been to the White House before?
I've never been to the White House before.
Oh my gosh!
Going
so
the first time.
What are you gonna wear?
I know, right? I
don't. That's know. What I'm worried about.
I know, me too. Yeah. No, I know. I'm so excited. Probably something navy blue or white.
Okay,
know.
Maybe
with
something
the colors
patriotic.
Of Hanukkah.
Oh yeah, okay.
It's for their
for
Hanukkah,
the Hanukkah party.
Party. Yeah, so something like that. Mm-hmm. Something
like a little
modest
pantsuit or okay or something.
I don't know if I want to go like pantsuit like. Is I went through a pantsuit like suit phase. I think I want to go more like dress.
Okay.
Vibes. Yeah.
Amazing.
We'll see.
Wow, I can't wait updates. To see. I can't wait to see. Are you going to meet President Biden?
Biden, yes, I
yeah.
am. Yes.
Wow, that is so cool.
I'm really
I can't
excited.
Wait to see. I hope you get a photo with him.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you guys.
Yes, please. That is so. Do you know what you're going to say to him when you meet him?
No, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't even know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow. I don't
yeah.
know what I'm going to say yet.
I wonder what their party is like. Their Hanukkah party.
I know. I've never been.
Like, what's the vibe, you know, at the White House? Like, are they throwing down?
I will let you know. I really hope so.
I bet it's really beautiful.
I bet so. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm sure it's extra meaningful this year.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm.
Is your family doing anything extra special for Hanukkah this year?
No, not necessarily. I think like just staying together as mm-hmm. we usually do and celebrating. Our pride is extra happening this year. And so mm-hmm. we wrapped our Hanukkah bush in all blue and white. So we're just happy about that.
Amazing. So I feel like the White House correspondent thing is so cool. And you've had so many cool experiences throughout your career and life. What are some of your most pinch me moments, like 3 to 5 of them? Where you've been like, holy shit, I can't believe this is happening to me.
Well, this happens to me on a daily basis. I'm uh-huh. not kidding. Like, even just the, like, me waking up in my own apartment and getting to do this for my job is something that's like a pinch me moment. Getting to talk to people like you, like, I was always a fan of you and, like, a fan of so many people that, like, I get to go and talk to them on. And, like, they get to say that they're a fan of me. And I'm like, no way, there's no way. That's so cool. I think also getting to work with brands that I've always loved and just like the mm-hmm. little things that I think people neglect later on, but like the PR, like it's so cool getting
okay
to, like,
whose PR list where you were like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Like, so
what
many
what are a few of them?
I mean, Dior Beauty is so cool because it's like,
I'm jealous.
Come on, YSL Beauty's like
YSL is crazy.
Yeah,
too, yeah,
like that's like really really cool. So like just the brands that like I use every single day too, even beforehand, like L'Oreal stuff I love. Oh my gosh, I've been wearing the Glossier You perfume, like the little $60
yeah.
thing mm-hmm. since middle school.
It's a great perfume.
And, yeah, they recently sent it to me.
Were you
and,
freaking
like, the,
out?
Freaking out.
Yeah.
No idea. I love that perfume so much. And so getting things like that is always very cool. And lastly, the thing that's like I'm most grateful for right now is the fact that I have a platform where I can speak about things that are important to me and I feel like can actually make an impact and people really listen to me and like really see me as that like light source and like the darkness.
Do you have a strong desire to continue talking about, I guess, the more difficult things on social media? Like, I feel like a lot of girls your age don't have the desire and or the confidence to be talking about such
like
hard
complicated
topics.
Issues.
Yeah, hard topics. I mean, let's be honest, like most influencers are talking about influencer things. Like beauty, fashion, and lifestyle, health and fitness. Like there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But why do you feel such a strong desire to talk about, I guess, harder topics? Because it is hard and it's scary.
Yeah. I think for me, a couple of reasons. Number one is I am constantly looking for like the thing that really fills me up on social media. And for me, as much as I love posting about makeup and outfits and things like that, it has never filled me up as much as getting to talk about something that I'm really interested in. Mm-hmm. And like, that's a part of the reason that I'm going back to school is like to continue learning and like be an educated person and just getting to talk about these things. But I, again, like I want to keep learning just as like all of us are. And I think like we're all getting to a point where this is pretty much like the first time in my life being 19 where something political and huge has happened in the world and I've been able to really grasp what's going on and really understand it.
Well, and it's so close to home for you.
Yeah, it does hit very close to home for me. But that's not like that doesn't mean that like as I get older and like other things happen that like I won't be interested in those things as well, because I think that's just what growing up is and like being a human in society.
Yeah.
You like want to be educated on these different topics. And so, yeah, I've
yes,
no plan to stop.
I think that is normal. However, I don't think people are they don't have as strong of a desire to be educated on the important topics of what are going on in the world, just because sometimes they're hard to learn about.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they're, you know, it's a scary world out there. And the fact that you're wanting to dive in and be educated on that is extremely impressive to me, especially at your age.
Thank you. And I think also, like, as a content creator, if you already are a content creator and you're scared of posting things that like to just stick up for things that you personally believe is right, you can like look at my comment section and be like, oh wow, I would never do that. Like, that's really scary. But I think like I early on very like I just knew that if I wasn't gonna post for something that was important to me and I didn't feel like I wasn't making change in the world, then like what is the point of all of it? Then I'm just like another content creator and I really want to do something that's different and just really meaningful to me and hopefully helps people. So
what would you say are your goals personally and professionally for the next 5 to 10 years?
Oh, so many. Well, I actually don't know. I mean, for business wise, I think I want to keep growing all the things that I'm doing right now and like at a good, healthy pace. I think like a lot of people with social media start things or start businesses, and within a year, if like it doesn't blow up and work out, then like they just ditch it and put it to the side. Mm-hmm. And for me, I really see everything, even like Muse, going as like a slower pace, something that like I can really grow and build on. And so growing all of those things and then also doing things outside of social media, as I said before, continuing real estate, continuing getting educated, things like that. Personal wise, I hope to keep experiencing things that I think a normal teenage girl is getting through. And like in 5 to 10 years, I'll be getting through my 20s and just getting through things and trying to be a better person every day, which sounds like stupid and cliche, but I feel like these days it's hard. Like, it's hard to want to like be better every single day. And I struggle right now a lot with anxiety, and I want to try and figure out how to make that better. And so hopefully then once I figure out my own shit, then I can help other people. Just like working on that too.
When you say you struggle with anxiety, is this something you struggle with on a daily basis? Like, it's constantly there, or is it more so like social anxiety or a different type of anxiety?
I think like it's something new that I think I was just able to realize. But I think that for me, it's just having, like, I feel like when one thing happens in my life, it feels like everything's coming down on me. And then it stops me and is hard for me to do other things. And so, no, it's not necessarily social anxiety. I'm, like, good with people and things like that.
Yeah, I feel like you're great socially.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. You don't seem nervous, really, ever talking to anyone.
I'm not that nervous about that. I think it's more so, like, my phone gives me a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Mm-hmm. My phone gives me anxiety, too.
I know, right?
What are you doing to get off your phone, besides watching Sex and the City?
Love. Doing that, well, going to school is going to be something that I hope will get me off my phone and, like, have a different perspective on things. Also, like, getting outside and golfing is something that I love to do.
I love that you're a golf girl. I'm a golf girl, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. You are? Mm-hmm.
I grew up golfing.
No way. Indiana has great golf. They really do. We should play golf. That'd be really cool.
I'm down.
Us
we can be our little Sharpay Evans moment.
I'd love to. But, like, even, like, I don't know. Do you ever, like, go and just play golf when you're in LA?
So I don't in LA. In Indiana, I do all the time, but I don't have clubs here. Mm. I mean, I'm down to get some. The problem is I feel like I don't have, like, friends that golf here. So I'm down. Now I have you. Now we can. It's the thing I love about golf, and I'm actually so jealous of men having golf and it being, like, a
bond,
a guy thing. Oh. Because I feel like, we have our hot girl walks. Like, girls have hot girl walks. But golfing is such a fun activity to do. I wish more girls were in it. Like, I wish more of my girlfriends were in it. Because it's so fun. Like, you're outside. You get the hot girl walk in. You can still
all
talk
meeting
and
friends.
Hang out.
Yeah. Like, for us, like, we have to plan these things to do with our friends. It's not like we're running into, like, another walking group. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And I'm so envious of men. I wish more girls did it because it is
Me
a
too.
Fun thing.
It
but
is.
I feel like if I had more girlfriends to do it, I would go golfing all the time in LA. I do play a lot of pickleball, though.
Oh,
or tennis.
I forgot about that. I love pickleball, too. Yeah,
I love pickleball.
Great.
And
I love
it because it's off my
players.
Phone.
Okay. I really do.
Are you into maybe a tennis player?
I don't know. We'll see. But
I was going to say, I could see you with, like, you kind of give first lady vibes. And, like, maybe I could see you with a politician. That would be crazy.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I could do that.
Or a tennis. You could be a wag.
Oh, gosh. Everyone's goal is to be a wag, or at least mine is.
Would being, like, a tennis wag be the dream? Or
I
what
think,
sport?
Like, tennis would be cool. Golf would be so cool.
Golf would be a great,
that's so cool.
And I feel like they're way more low key. Like, they're not famous enough where they can't, like, go out and about.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. F1 would be so cool.
Okay.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your dating life like right now?
Well, I'm single as of, like, a month ago.
Okay.
I think, like, it's very interesting because I'm taking this breakup. I've had two boyfriends and I'm taking this breakup very differently than how I took it a year ago when I had a different boyfriend.
In what way?
In the way that, like, when I broke up with my first boyfriend, I went, like I was like, okay, I'm going to go out. I'm going to make friends. I'm going to, like, text all these guys and, like, really, like, put myself out there. And that gave me a lot of anxiety, just, like, pushing myself too much. And so this one, I'm just, like, letting things come to me. And trying not to make everything so toxic and just letting things go that weren't good for me. And if something better comes along, then that's great. But just, like, it sounds so cliche again, but, like, just working on myself personally first.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever dated a TikToker?
No, never.
No. Is that not really your thing?
Like, would you date a TikToker?
I mean, no. No, but I feel like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of, like, guy TikTokers your age.
There's something about, like, a guy, like, setting up a phone and
I'm like, selfies are for the girlies.
<I know. laughs>
Selfies, like, and TikToks are for the girls.
I'm just kidding, but, like,
no, but for real, yeah.
No, but, like, actually.
Yeah. Like, no. If he has, like, too good of a selfie, like, or a mirror pic on a dating app, I'm like, oh.
No.
You should probably look a little bad in your photos.
I could never date a TikToker or someone, like, a social media.
What is your type?
My type is, like, looks-wise, brunette, tall. I like smart guys. I like when they're close with their families.
Do you like a Jewish man?
Jewish, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Just because I think we have, like, the same morals.
Yeah,
like, I love,
yeah, yeah,
like, a Jewish guy. And, yeah, exactly.
Would you only date a Jewish guy?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. So far, I've only dated Jewish guys, but like, you never know. Look how that's turned out for me. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And what about like, do you have any specific things? Like, I love when a guy can make fun of themselves on the dance floor. Like, they're a great dancer. Like, do you have any random things like that?
Oh my gosh. The bar is so low these days. I have no idea. No. Something that I just really like when guys are motivated and like doing things. I also like, gosh, this just isn't even specific. You'd think this is bare minimum, but like guys that like don't want to bring me down.
Oh, or
like
bring no, my 100%, down, 100%.
Or like,
do you feel like you struggle with that a lot because you've been so successful at such a young age?
Oh yeah, it's like my biggest thing that like I am in a weird age group right now where like the like my peers are figuring out what they want to do with their lives, and like I'm like doing it every single day, or at least trying to.
Well, men your age are like slapping the bag of wine right now, like, on the bottom of a frat. Which it's like, love
like,
them.
Like, love that for you.
But like, you, like, I don't like, see you
it's
with
like
that.
White House versus frat parties. Like, what?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, that's
which
what
there's
I
nothing
really
wrong with that.
With.
Like, I love my fair share
guy.
Of frat guys. Yeah, I love
Me
a
too.
Frat guy. But, Do and I? They're and they turn out to be good guys sometimes. But like, I just don't see you with that right now.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a deficit.
Yeah, that's,
I don't know, like,
that's hard. Are you
where,
on the apps?
Like, no. Like, okay. And then I also saw a TikTok that was like, think about a guy like genuinely downloading an app, uploading, like paying for the app, uploading
pictures
of himself.
I don't
want to
think about this.
Himself.
I don't want to think about this.
Like, I can't do that. Like, I just get, I can't. So at this point, I'm just hoping something's going to come out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just be alone for a little
bit. Well, at
bit
least you go
fine.
To cool events and, like, I feel like you travel a lot. So you never know.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. You're. Thanks for keeping me positive.
My parents met at a blackjack table in the Bahamas.
That's awesome.
And
that's
my mom's
so
from Canada
cool.
And my dad's from Indiana. So you never know.
Really?
Yeah, so now anytime I travel, I'm like, blackjack table, going there. So you never know.
I love that. That's so. Yeah, my parents met in a bar, but, like,
in New
who's
York City?
Meeting? Yeah, but like, who's meeting like in a, like, not, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's also hard because you're not 21, so you can't even go to a bar.
I know. Tell me about it, sister. Mm-hmm. I'm focusing on making girlfriends right now. Like, that's my main goal, and that's all.
Do you struggle making girlfriends? With where you're at right now?
I think I struggle making girlfriends. Number one, like, the moving went into play when I was little. Like, that was always hard for me. And number two, I think it also goes back to my career where girls can be just like intimidated or jealous and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to find girls that like have their own things going on.
Yeah.
Usually sure. Like people that don't do social media. Mm-hmm. Cause like, I don't know, that's never worked out for me. Mm-hmm. But we're just trying. I'm just trying.
Everyone's trying. Everyone's
trying.
This
is where me being 19 really sounds like, oh wow, she's really 19.
No, it doesn't.
Like, really?
No, okay, I feel like good. Even at my age, like I'm 26, and even at my age, all the time, like, there's still jealousy. Even at my mom's age, mm-hmm. There's jealousy.
So true.
There's comparison. And, like, I mean, we're human. We can't help when you're trying to compare because it's you looking at someone wanting to be like them. And uh-huh. It's you having a desire to wanting to be better or, like, you know, wanting a piece of that. So you can't help it, like, when you're comparing or they're comparing.
Yeah.
But it sucks when you are on the end where they're just simply jealous and you're like, well, I can't.
I don't know
I
what to
help.
Do anymore.
Yeah, yeah. You can't be mean towards me for, you know, it is hard, I think, at any age. But it is even more prominent, I feel like, at your age. Or it's a little more catty.
Yeah, it's just a little less.
It's a little more obvious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a lot more.
Okay, so my last and final question for you is, what are you doing right now to make moves in your life?
Ooh, to make moves. Right now, let's see. Well, right now we're like wrapping up the year. And I think like I decided this year that instead of starting all my New Year's resolutions in January, like January 1st, I'm going to start doing things now. To,
same.
Like,
I've,
right?
Yeah.
Like set myself up. Like,
have you done
before.
A vision board yet?
Okay. I'm working on my vision board. I like started writing down things that like I learned from in 2023 that I don't want to do in 2024.
Are some of them?
Okay, one of which is, I think I struggled with this with friends and in my last relationship, where I don't want to change myself to fit into other people's lives anymore.
Whoa, love that.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
Like, we should not be doing that anymore. And so, yeah, doing that and just like just doing the little things. Like maybe I'll, I kind of want to start the 75 hard.
Me too. I'm about to start
Should we do it? Wait.
Oh my God, should we?
When are you starting it?
I think I might start it next week.
I want to start it next week.
Wait, should we?
So that we don't like start it on like January 1st, like everyone's going to be doing it.
We can
it.
Get ahead of the game.
You do.
And we're going to be so
We're going to look so good for New Year's.
Yeah. We're going to be so snatched and feel so mentally clear by New Year's. Yeah.
Literally, like I'm not doing the winter glow down this season.
No, I can't do the winter uglies.
I can't.
I was getting a case of it this morning and I was like, I can't do
me
this.
Too,
I'm
me too.
I'm starting 75
I'm like,
hardness.
I need a fake tan. Like, yeah. I'm like doubling up on fake tan. Like,
we
doubling
add that
up
to
on
75 hard. You have to self tan every day.
Wait, like, every. No, I'm not. I would add that. Every single week is like a fake tan week because if I skip that, I don't feel as good about myself.
The mental is going down if the tan's going down. Yeah, it's bad.
It's really bad.
Okay, so maybe we'll start next week.
Okay, I think we should get like a whole group.
Should
together.
We? This would be fun.
Because I think like just like starting things now instead of January 1st.
Yeah.
Then we'll already feel good.
Well, and the thing is too with this time of year, there's so many holiday parties and there's a lot of really good food and it can be lonely and it's a hard time of the year.
No one talks about that either.
Yeah, like, it's...
Well, maybe they do, but like for the first time
this
year...
There's a lot of pressure.
So much pressure.
And you know, it's this gift guide and this person wants this and this is the new it thing and like everyone's bringing their significant other home. And I feel like with 75 hard, it sounded so appealing to me because I was like, I will be so focused on all that. I can't even think about the other stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And with like the holiday parties and the drinking, the whatever, like it, you can't drink. I mean, obviously you can't drink yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really good. My favorite thing, so I actually did it last year, but I had to stop in the middle of it because I got strep throat twice.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, unfortunately not going to the gym. I know. But I did 75 hard for about like a month and a half. And then I did like 75 medium after the strep throat. And the thing I loved the most about it is it got me reading, because you know you have to read 10 pages a day. Are you a reader?
On Instagram I'm a great reader. I can read captions.
You're not a book reader.
No, but like
I was not, and now I am.
Really?
And it gets you off your phone. It's so relaxing. Like, huge reading gal now.
I'm actually not. Like, we're starting it.
We're starting it.
Okay, this is great.
And I'll give you book recs. This is going to be amazing.
Yes. I need that. I really do.
Okay, so you're making moves by getting ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else? Do you have any, like, I don't know, jewelry coming out? Anything
Stop.
Like that? Maybe some accessories, some diamonds.
Okay, I'm so excited because before the year ends, I'm coming out with a jewelry collection with Adina's Eden. They used to be called Adina's Jewels, which is how I knew them, literally from middle school. But I'm coming out with a Jewish-inspired and, like, Hamsa collection. So
amazing.
I know. Earrings, necklaces, hand chain, bracelet.
So cute.
Yes, the proceeds are going to help people with like what's happening
now. Wait, this is great. I can get my Jewish friends this.
Please?
For Hanukkah.
Because
I'm like, I want it, but I'm not Jewish.
No, but I'm coming out with like the Evil Eye Homs stuff for the people that aren't Jewish.
Fabulous.
So it's great. I'll show you all.
I have a ton of Jewish friends, so this is such a good gift too.
Thank you. And like, it's going to be affordable, and I'm just really excited for all of that. So it's coming out in a couple of weeks and hopefully before Hanukkah. And yes.
Okay, amazing. And where can everyone follow you?
Everyone can follow me at my name, at Ellie Zeiler, on all platforms. So
amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It was a delight chatting with you.
So much fun. This is great.
And be sure to make someone else's day this week. Peace, guys. Love you.
Bye.
Happy Hanukkah.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast.
Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.